Make sure you write it down.
Okay, we are recording.
Okay, welcome everyone to the Borough of Roosevelt regular council meeting of July 3rd, 2023, 7:04 p.m. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 6th, 2023, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Mr. Robert Atwood.
Here.
Mr. Lou Esikoff. Mr. Michael Hamilton.
Here.
Ms. Constance Hirschstrom.
Here.
Mr. Stephen Mocker.
Here.
Mr. Joseph Trammell.
Here.
And Mayor Peggy Malkin.
Here. Okay. In the interest of trying to make this meeting as short as possible, since it is a holiday, it's beautiful outside, I'm going to dispense with the mayor's report and go directly to public comment. I'm going to open the floor for public comment on any item that's on the agenda. At 7? No, 7:05. Right. It's on the agenda.
It's
on the agenda. In other words, if you wanted to bring up something that has nothing to do with anything that's written on this paper, you can do that later at regular public comment. This is for comment that's anything on Nona.
If we let you.
Right. I'll let her. Name and address.
Nona Sherrick, 4 Maple Court. I have a couple of things that don't have to do with this. The triangle where Pine and Tamara are.
Wait, is this on the agenda?
This is the agenda. Okay, so you have to wait.
Okay. First of all, I'm looking at this resolution. I was at the last meeting. It doesn't say anywhere which you picked. The Bluestone is such a bad idea, I can't even go there. I talked to my uncle's company that's in construction. It's too hot to sit on when the sun is shining. When it rains, it's too slippery. You're going to fall on it. And when it absorbs moisture in the winter, it's going to crack. So we know it's going to be more money, but yet you don't even have on here which you picked. I find it offensive. I'm single. I'm hoping to retire someday, regardless of the law just signed into today by Phil Murphy that would lower my property taxes. Not till 2026. Why can't you just fix this and bring it up to code? This is insanity to take almost $500,000 from 300 some houses, many of whom are seniors and on fixed income, because you want it to look beautiful. Do I want it to look beautiful? I was there when they built it. I watched the head be placed on there. I want it to be beautiful, too, not at $500,000. Very few things happen there. There's graduation, there's 4th of July, and there's nothing. If you want to bring in tourists, for what business? We're not going to make any money. The deli's not even open. The winery will be open, hopefully. There's no point. It's a lot of money. The water bills are going to be going up, we know, in the future at some point. School taxes are definitely going to go up because of what's happening with the state. And instead of worrying about that and people's taxes going up, you're worried about a $500,000 bond to fix something that really, is it broken? Yeah. Can it be fixed? Yeah. It doesn't
Excuse
need
me,
to be.
Do you have the resolution that has the figures in it?
That doesn't tell me what they picked.
No, I know. I just want to make sure you have the right one. Okay.
Which one, can anyone answer which plan you pick?
We're not at that level.
Yeah, I don't think it's at that point yet.
We're not at that level. We're just applying for a grant.
In other words, we have to see how much money we get, if we're awarded the grant, and then how much, and then it proceeds from there.
It's in the conceptual phase, which means, you know, here are the ideas about this thing. And
don't you think it's a lot of money?
Yeah, it is a lot of money, but a lot of things are a lot of money. If you look at all the road work.
But what are we going to get for it?
Well, I don't want to get into it because you have the floor, and I want to hear what you have to say.
Well, that's basically, I think there are other things that we can spend the money on that we need a lot more than a $500,000 to totally redo something that can be fixed. get a good mason out there and have them give you an estimate on what the repair would be and to bring it up to code.
Have you walked it recently?
A few months ago. I'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah. I walked it, I guess, a few days ago, and there are sections that were repaired recently, whole sections of brick that were repaired with some concrete patch. The whole section is falling off under my feet. Water's gotten behind the brick face, and it's gotten behind the brick. And brick is not a good outdoor material. The brick that they put in 60, how many years ago?
Yes. 62.
62 years ago has got a lot of debt.
Yeah. That was in sixth grade, yeah.
Were you really?
Yeah.
It's a long time. And we can keep on patching it, yeah, but it's just going to, the patches are coming apart. So.
But I'm not telling you to patch it. I'm telling you to fix it.
I'm listening to
There's a difference between patching something and fixing it.
That's right. Absolutely. And to fix it right, sometimes you need to reconstruct.
Well, that would be okay, too. But have you even gotten estimates on what it would cost to fix it? Okay?
Yeah, we have.
And the blue, really think about that bluestone, which added, I'm sure, $100,000 to $150,000 to the job about that. It is not a good choice.
The way the process works is we're at that concept stage, and if we get approved for the grant, which is what we're doing tonight, applying for the grant, basically you work with the architectural firm and say, look, bluestone may be a little bit too much for this town. It's too expensive. What kind of other value-oriented materials can you work in there, and would that lower the cost? And so there's a lot of give and take and a lot of room for savings in there. Basically, this is a high-end kind of estimate that people who have worked with architects and designers know that they go in high end, and they also go in and put contingencies in there, like 10%, just in case materials go up, and in case you run into something. Like, we're always running into things in this town that we didn't know were there before. We might run into the fact that there are pipes that fed the reflecting pool. I don't know if there are or not.
They come up the back.
Oh, they do. So you know where they are.
We're
going to need you. We're going to need you.
Bert knows where they are.
Good, good. But you're always running into things. So they build in a lot of excess contingency, like 10%.
I understand that, Michael. But having had a design business for like 40 years,
okay,
and having seen what, and don't take offense by this, male architects do. What they do is they're all about the visual. They're not about the function. Okay? You need to be, in this particular case, you need to be about the function, which is what I was trying to bring out at the other meeting.
Right.
First of all, the design doesn't function well. Okay? I don't know. I have a cousin who's an architect. I can ask him to look at the plans.
Yeah.
But if you're sitting, here's my issue. If there's a resolution just to apply for the grant,
mm-hmm,
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
If this is a resolution that if we get the grant, we're going to spend $450,000, I'm against that. There's a difference.
Yeah, there is. And that's all we're doing is applying for the grant. We had to come up with a number. The Fund for Roosevelt was gracious enough to give us $50,000 to work on the architectural plans. And this is, and we worked on that, and that's where we are. We're in the very early stages, and there's going to be a lot of input. If we get the grant, and that's a big if, there'll be a lot of input from people. And I definitely took notes on a lot of what you said at the first public hearing that we had on it. And there were a lot of good comments about redesigning areas, and do we need all of these trees in this alley, and maybe we can use different materials and all. Yeah, you're right. That's all part of the give and take should you get to that point after you have the grant, where you're working with the architectural firm to get some value engineering there and lower the costs and keep that cost there and also have it be structurally sound. And that was our main goal with this. It's because every year we have Earl Grundyke come out there and do patch jobs. And every year those patch jobs and those bricks are still coming off, and it's a safety hazard. You know that if you
I agree
walk
with
there.
You.
Yeah. So to say it's not broken, it is.
I never said it wasn't broken. I said
it isn't broken yet.
Is it fixable?
You said it isn't broken yet, but it is broken now. It is. That's the problem. And it needs structural repair.
When does this have to be in by this application?
Friday, 13th.
Oh, it has to be in this week?
Yeah. Okay. But we'll see what happens, whether or not we get the grant. And then it's up to the council whether or not they want to proceed with it. We would have to vote.
And then there would be more input, and we would see the design first, et cetera?
Yeah, and then the council would have a lot more input, and so would the committee.
It also
There's
has
a lot
to
more
go
to
out
go.
For bid. Once they hone in on it, then you have to
before,
go out to bid.
Well,
if,
all that,
if the community finds it too expensive, it doesn't have to go out to bid. We can probably fix it for whatever the grant is.
So the decision point that you're looking for is the bond ordinance? So when the borough's awarded, they're asking for $413,276. The borough doesn't get that amount of money, or even if it does get that amount of money, it's a matching grant. So let's say the borough was awarded $300,000. Well, then there's going to be a media hearing on the other $300,000, and that's the decision point I think that you're looking for.
Okay.
So there's going to be at least.
Is it possible to have another architect look at this if it's free?
Free.
I want to see my cousin Alex.
If you look at it, yeah. I mean,
anyone's free to look at it. I mean, all those documents are overable. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're public record. The public paid for the plans that this architect drew up, so you can see them anytime you want.
I'm not a fan.
I could tell. I could tell from 2 weeks ago.
I'm not a fan.
I mean, as far as usage, I know RAP has many times wanted to use it, but not to consider it safe. Or the outlets weren't there, or lighting wasn't there for RAP to use it. So it may be used more than what you think it'll be used if it's fixed properly and that more events could happen there. That's just talking, I can only talk for RAP. I'm sure other people in town may want to use it if it's suitable for use.
If we
I'm sitting
down.
Thank
the
you.
Grant.
Well, thank you.
And if we do get the grant, and we decide, and we realize that maybe we can't contribute the $300,000, the amount that we are supposed to give, and we have the courage to say no to the grant.
Why not?
The grant is only good if we contribute our share.
Right.
What if we decide we can't afford to contribute our share? Do you have the courage to say no to them?
Yeah.
Right.
Why not?
Or pare it down.
Huh?
Or pare it down to what we could afford.
Oh, do we have the option of paring it down?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if they give you $300,000, that's what I was saying to
Nona.
Thank you.
whenever people say we have money for you and we'll match it, we go, okay, how much are you willing to offer? So let's put in a high number and see if you come back to us with a significant amount of money. And then if it's not significant enough, we don't have to do it, you know? I mean,
that's what I'm asking.
You guys do it all the time.
Yeah.
It's just far more. So, for example, you guys apply for these DOT grants all the time, and you often don't get as much money as you apply for in the grant application. But in those cases, it's pretty simple. We're just going to do 200 less linear feet of road. It's not a subjective bluestone. But you do that all the time by paring back projects that you didn't get the money that you applied for.
No, it's more than that. But go ahead.
Okay, well, it's really the public's turn. So is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak or ask a question or address something?
Just on the agenda.
Anything's on the agenda, right? Mary?
Mary Tellis, 21 Lake Drive. Well, I just had a question about the work to be done on Lake Drive and Spruce Lane. I was trying to understand that. And it's that one letter in the very beginning of the packet, it sounds like we were going to do the safe routes to school and the sidewalks were going to be put along Rochdale. But when that money wasn't available, now it's switched over to Lake Drive. And I hadn't, no?
No.
Had we are had I don't remember hearing in a council meeting about doing work there. I mean, we do need sidewalks, but I was just surprised what's happening.
I had serious questions on that myself. And I was reminded by Steve that the original resolution, Carmella came and said we can do Rochdale with this grant, or we can do Lake with this grant. And we also had Rochdale.
Yeah.
And I like completely escaped me. And then once Steve reminded me, I pulled out the original resolution, and it says one or the other. If this one doesn't work, we could do that one. And then when the money was not available for Rochdale, because that funding ran out, basically, and then Lake got picked up.
What all is it?
It was a different grant.
Yeah.
Was a different grant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
It was a safe street.
What all is anticipated for that work? It sounded like sidewalks. There's only part of the street that has sidewalks. So what's
curbs,
the intention?
Curbs here and there. Pretty much the whole thing with curbs. Steve and I were talking also, there's drainage from where South Valley comes out. Lake, there's a drain pipe there that comes in and it's basically crushed. So that has to be added to it if we want to get the drainage right in this town. There's another drain along there that about halfway between North Valley or South Valley and Rochdale that I didn't even see. Steve is picking up all the drains in town, so that's a serious thing with us is with all the drains.
So how do you fix that? Is the whole street going to be repaved?
No.
Yes? Well, there's a lot of it that looks pretty good, actually.
Some of it's pretty nice, actually. We were just talking about that.
Yeah.
And that'll all be worked out in the design process with Carmella. Yeah, this is basically boilerplate, get the grant, and then when she starts the actual design, she'll decide, what curbs are good, what curbs are bad. What sidewalk can be saved, what can't, what drainage is good, what's bad. But that's too early for that. Again, it's too early. This is just kind of what we go through every year. We have the opportunity to get these grants, and this is just the next one on the list of getting all the streets done.
Just one thing I want to bring up, which I've mentioned before, at the council, and it's stated that right now there aren't any curbs on Spruce Lane. There's grass on either side. That's best practice as far as the DEP is concerned. When you have curbs, then all the dirt and oil and other things that collect on the road, when it rains, that all gets funneled down to the stormwater drains and goes into the creek. Best practice is really to have something more like the grass that's there, or have a swale or something like that. So
yeah,
I would say that would be a mistake, in my opinion.
Let me go there. When we did School Lane, Tom Curry said the same thing, and no curb went in there.
I was noticing that. Right. So I would hope the same kind of consideration should be given
these
over there.
These are things that it's not necessary on
Yeah, and then there's also problems problems with what you can fit in between. You probably have about 10 feet where you could do a bioswale in that area. And, at some point it's like, is it worth it to do it or not? Although, half of it, the land belongs to the town anyhow. That's all part of the design process.
I have a consideration or two about Spruce Lake also. There's a lift station there.
Right.
So I want to talk to my clients about that. And that would come into how much waste they're going to put down the sewer for the winery. So there's got to be some dialogue in there also.
The winery's on septic. They're on well and set. I'm pretty sure they're
on septic. I don't know.
Septic.
We have a lift station right at the
when they were here, I asked them if they were well or if they were water because they're going to be using a huge amount.
Yeah, they're well.
And they told me that they were on well.
Yeah. So that may be just for the residential houses.
Well, that's where they're. Well, because there's a hill there.
Yeah, right.
So anything on the east side of the hill comes down to that corner and then it gets pumped back ground to the top of the hill where it does the normal drainage. So there are considerations, and I'm curious whether or not they're on well and septic or they're on town.
I know they're on well.
Okay.
Trust me, but I really don't.
If you look at Farm Lane, where they did curbs, mm-hmm. you can see some curbs got redone and some did not get redone. Same on, oh. On the right here.
Homestead.
Homestead, yeah. So it's
so,
the,
hope.
The,
okay.
They redo it as needed, and they'll lower the cost.
Right. Well, will people still have some input into that, like we were just talking about with the swale, or we will say, Steve will take a look at that and make sure that
Again,
they do the
just,
right thing.
We're just applying for the grant now, and if we get it, we look at how much money we have, and then we go and we talk about what we want to do, and we incorporate your notes about about things and whatever the public had to say, and we try to accommodate people.
I'm not sure how many years out this is, because this year we should be doing Pine Drive Phase 1.
We were talking about this. I think it may be 27 or
20. Yeah, a couple of years.
You're talking a few years out.
Oh, okay.
5 years.
Well,
four or five years. Because I think we can only afford to do one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to talk to George. I am also about the impact that all of this funding has on taxes.
It's all.
That's a serious thing. Mm-hmm. I love the way Connie broke down. So we saw how much high case and low case that anybody would pay in the original tax. So these are things that we have to consider as we go along. But then the town has got all the streets, for the most part, all the water pipes, a lot of the sewer pipes are replaced. So the infrastructure is.
Actually, the important thing is the water and sewer pipes are the more important than the streets.
I don't want the ladies to go out and get the level.
Well,
So far,
in our discussion we had, he said our tax picture is stable.
At this point.
Hey, actually, the public has this part, Joe. So, Mary.
Just one other one quick thing. Talking about Spruce Lane, if the winery goes in there, that's a narrow road, much more narrow than like Lake Drive. There's like room for two cars to pass there. If people park on that street, that's going to be, you know, a problem. So as part of this work, that needs to be checked out.
Right now it's not even sold, so it's really in the.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Future stage.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else from the public? Anything about the agenda? Okay, I'm going to close the public portion.
7:27.
Correspondence. We have a letter from Roberts Engineering dated June 23rd, 2023, regarding the NJDOT application for Local Transportation Project Fund Grant, FY 2024. We have a letter from Roberts Engineering dated June 20th, 2023, regarding NJDOT Trust Fund application for municipal aid fiscal year 2024, a letter from the Prevention Coalition of Monmouth County, dated June 16, 2023, regarding International Overdose Awareness Day, and finally, a loss control report from J.A. Montgomery Consulting, dated June 12, 2023. Okay, minutes we are dispensing with tonight. We come to ordinances. We have the second reading and public hearing of Bond Ordinance 2023-05, a bond ordinance amending in part Bond Ordinance Number 2022-03, adopted on April 4, 2022, providing for various water utility improvements in order to increase the appropriation, therefore, by $180,000 for a total appropriation of $525,000. And to increase the authorized bonds and notes to be issued to finance a portion of the cost thereof by $180,000 for a total debt authorization of $525,000, authorized in and by the Borough of Roosevelt in the County of Monmouth, New Jersey. So, yeah.
Motion.
We have to open to the public first.
Oh.
So I'm going to open hearing to the public at 7:29 p.m., is there anyone from the public who would like to comment or ask anything about this ordinance? Okay, being none, I will close it at 7:29. Do I have a motion?
You have.
And a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion?
I think this is for either Pine or Tamara. I think it's actually Tamara because originally we were going to have to water pipe from Tamara, and now we decided to do the entire strip.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So I think that would be a proper thing.
Any other discussion? Okay, roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. Bond Ordinance 2023-05 is adopted. We have the second reading and public hearing of Bond Ordinance 2023-06. Bond Ordinance providing for various improvements to North Valley Road, appropriating $470,000, therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $238,000 bonds and notes to finance a portion of the cost thereof, authorized in and by the Borough of Roosevelt in the County of Monmouth, New Jersey. I open the public hearing at 7:30. Anyone from the public? Come to the mic. I will close the public comment at 7:30. Do I have a motion? Second?
Second.
Discussion?
One thing I want to be considered when this happens is the drainage on North Valley Road. I think that's part of the
plan. I think that's included.
If we go further into it, we want to ensure that that's happening.
Yep. I think we're all aware of that. It's a problem. Okay.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. Bond Ordinance 2023-06 is adopted. Consent Agenda Resolutions. We have Resolution 23-71, Payment of Bills for July 3rd, 2023. Resolution 23-72, Resolution Approval to Submit a Grant Application and Execute a Grant Contract with the New Jersey Department of Transportation for Improvements to Lake Drive and Spruce Lane. And 20-73, Municipal Resolution.
Move all the resolutions.
Now, does anyone want this pulled so we can discuss this separately, which would be 23-73, which is the grant, where nobody has any... I just
want to
make sure.
Could we just state the title of that? I don't think it was filled in at the top.
No, in the instructions it said, don't change anything. Right, Mike? So I didn't change anything.
Okay.
The county is very funny about these things. And she...
And I Googled
and she
and
checked
town
all the other towns.
Aberdeen.
Yeah.
My people didn't change it either?
That's what they had it on top. So
I'll talk to my lawyer about that.
Yeah, so I'm not changing anything.
I hope he knows as much as you do.
Never mind.
I help him out a lot.
But if you, it's for applying for the grant. It's the Open Space Trust Fund established a municipal open space program to provide grants.
How about authorizing grant application in the Monmouth County Municipal Open Space Program for the FDR Memorial Amphitheater?
Yeah.
I wrote it for you.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
All right, so
did everybody get that?
We don't need to pull anything?
So everybody is comfortable with the dollar amount because it wasn't in originally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Motion to adopt.
Yeah, I know. I can get the words out.
We have a motion.
Do we have a motion?
Yeah, did we?
No, not
no,
yet.
No. I'll make the motion to approve the agenda.
Okay.
Consent agenda.
Second?
Second.
Lou?
Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, the consent agenda resolutions have passed. We're going to dispense with committee reports tonight and reports of borough officials, unless anyone has anything really pressing or imminent.
No, I think we can dispense with that, too.
Okay. And we'll dispense with new business until the next meeting. So we're going to open the floor to public.
Wait, are we doing report of borough officials? I'm sorry, did
no.
you say that?
I, yeah, that's good. Unless anybody has anything.
So report of committee chairs and report of borough officials. We're not doing.
Right.
Unfinished business.
No new business.
No, no.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to open the floor at 7:34 p.m. for public comment on any item at all. And go away, wait.
Does it have to be on the agenda?
No, no, anything. Any but wait, but someone else may. Is there anyone else who hasn't spoken yet?
No one.
Your name and address, please.
Yeah. My name's Louise Hoffman. I live on 58 Lake Drive. And my husband and I, we've lived here 27 years.
Really?
We came to find out a little bit more about this winery, because if you know Lake Drive at all, our property butts right up against the horse farm. And we're very concerned about noise. That arena, fantastic venue, weddings, birthdays, celebrations. I heard the gentleman mention food trucks. I heard him mention there was only 30 parking spaces, but looking to increase it. So that's very concerning to us. When I sit on my back patio, I just retired. I plan to work in my flower gardens in peace. The last thing I want is noise and music and traffic. And wineries are a big business now. These people are going to come from Pennsylvania, Delaware, all the neighboring states. Just stand on 571 and watch the Great Adventure traffic and read the license plates that speed through there starting on Friday night when the season opens. I don't know. When most of us who live here, we live here because it's quiet. Listen, I'm a first-generation Italian. The man went on and on. My father still makes wine in his basement. I get it. I have nothing against that. He can, and he's only going to use 3 acres of it. I don't know how many acres are there, but I know there's a lot more than that. You know, if he wanted to just come and raise, you know, have the crops and make the wine, but I'm very upset about traffic. We have enough problems, people cutting through Lake instead of going around. We have a lot of young families that have come in after us. There's young children on the street. This is a walking community. People walk. People who don't live on our street walk down our street. Bicycles. It just seems so out of place, this town, and to have that kind of noise. And I'm talking people noise, traffic, music. You know, I'm not against. And listen, Beth has been a great neighbor. You know, we've had no problems. I did speak to another longtime resident, and she told me that the farm was a chicken farm before it was a horse farm. And when that farmer sold, he went around and asked the neighbors how would they feel if it turned into a horse farm. To my knowledge, nobody on Lake knows anything about this unless you're reading. And I didn't see it. It wasn't in the bulletin.
It's in the very early stages.
Okay.
The farm has not been purchased. Right now they're showing interest.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you haven't read that much, because
yeah.
or anything, because it's in very early stages. They came to us, or,
right.
you know, and Beth proposing
sure.
interest in doing that. But it's in the very early stages. So, first of all, they have to purchase it.
Right.
And then it is going to be most likely on the next agenda for
okay.
our July 17th meeting
okay.
about whether the council wants to amend the ordinance, because mm-hmm. right now wineries
right.
are not permitted
correct.
In the agricultural
correct.
Area. So it would have to be amended to include that.
Okay.
Or to allow that. So that would be a good time to come.
Okay.
And but also, even in 2 weeks, I mean, it's possible this farm wouldn't even be purchased by then.
Right.
Or anything, you know, there's many steps
mm-hmm.
and through the process
mm-hmm.
of actually having
okay.
a winery.
So they would
neighbor.
Purchase it even if it couldn't be turned into a winery?
These
people. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Eventually, yes. That's what I said. It's a long process,
okay.
and it will go to the planning board.
Okay.
There'll be, just like there was just now, there'll be public hearings about it where you can express all of your
yeah.
concerns and
just
opinions. So right now, it's in the, because it has not been purchased,
mm-hmm.
they've only expressed an interest.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very early stages, and we will listen to everything that everyone has
okay.
to say, how everyone feels about it.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Brandon Kajowski, 59 Lake Drive.
tonight. I thought that was Jim Kellerman.
Oh, no, that's Bob. You bought Bob.
The clerks.
Right,
clerks
right, okay.
I'm sorry, could you spell your last name?
Kijowski, K-I-J-O-W-S-K-I. I just want to reiterate what Louise was talking about, because I came to talk about the same thing, listening to the previous council meetings, the concerns of the traffic and the noise. There was some kind of event held there a couple months ago. I don't know what it was. I'm guessing it was internal to the farm. you know, it was a one-night thing, so, but it kept us up at night, you know. It was a Thursday night. Both me and my wife, we have to get up early for work, and there was music going. I'm assuming it was some kind of a wedding or something, maybe.
I think they had a wedding.
Like a wedding reception. You know, so you don't want to, like, rain on somebody's parade and, you know, call the cops at someone's wedding, and you know what I mean? So you're like, it never happened before. So we're like, you know, you deal with it for one night.
The cops and tell them you weren't invited.
You know, you deal with it for one night, and it hasn't happened since. But the talk about it turning into a winery and what that business can promote into, it's kind of concerning to us that this might be a weekly thing, you know, or multiple days of the week, you know. So I just wanted to reiterate what she was saying, too, and the traffic. And, you know, there was some talk about them parking on Spruce Lane, you know, because if the parking's not there. I know the last meeting they were talking about events being held, and somebody brought up the fact that, you know, you're saying you're going to have 30 spots, but if you're advertising for an event, how are people only going to know there's only 30 spots? You're going to sell tickets or something? Like, so, you know, if 200 people show up to this thing, where are they going to park? They're all going to be parked in front of my house, and, you know, it's just a little intrusive. If it feels like, you know, we moved here 3 years ago, and, you know, a big appeal to this town is that it's quiet, it's calm, you know, it's just not much going on as far as, like, retail or anything like that.
It's called zero.
You know? Yeah. You know, and that was a big part of the draw for us to move here. So it just, to speak of what's going to happen or potentially happen. And I also know that there was talk about amending the ordinances beforehand, which, you know, I don't know how much of the say the public has in that without going through, like,
what the public has to say. There will
okay.
be two.
Because I know in like a general, like, variance application, they would have to, like, send us notices and stuff. So I didn't know if it would, how that would work, or if it was just like a
well. And again, as I said, they have not purchased the farm.
Yeah.
So I can't really speak to too much at this
yeah.
point, because they don't. It's still
yeah.
Beth's farm.
I understand the situation and everything that's, you know, involved with her selling it, and, you know, I'm sure she would probably want it to go, you know, be a horse farm still, but I understand what's going on. It's just a concern living across the street and having all that traffic and noise. So, all right.
Thank you. And as
time.
I said, come, you know, make sure to come for the
17th, you said?
I think, pretty sure.
July 17th.
You'll be able to see.
Out.
Yeah. And then the second reading would be, what, 17 is 24, the 31st.
Okay.
Or no, is
no.
it a month?
Just remember
it's
that.
It's got to go to the planning board.
Yeah, so
and the planner might have a lot to say about the standards for traffic
right.
and parking and stuff that you guys are
yeah,
talking about.
Yeah, it's a long process,
so.
And this is really early, considering they have not bought the farm. So.
Okay.
Yeah, Frank.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Is anybody else?
No, and the sheriff again. Two simple things. When you're at Pine and you want to...
Knowing it with you, it's never simple.
You've known me too long.
I certainly do.
I learned from you.
No, you didn't. It never happened, honey.
Known is here longer than anyone in this room.
I'm longer.
Far.
I'm here longer than
by
you.
Far, yeah.
You were born here.
Yeah, I was born in New York.
Oh,
I've
New
been
York.
Here since I'm like 3 weeks.
When
but
50.
50.
1950. I
know
you 10 years later.
See? I know more.
You learned a lot when you were four, right?
I learned a lot.
Okay.
But with my grandmother, I learned a lot.
Sure
okay.
did.
Okay. So, when you're stopped at Pine and Rochdale and you want to come out, the first tree on the left in front of the old Landau house, you can't see anything. Somebody's going to get hurt. That tree needs to come down. It's on the right of way. It's on the right of way.
But that's, so that's the county?
I don't know if it's the county or if it's the town. But those two trees block the vision of the left side of the Rushdale coming into Roosevelt. It's pretty bad.
Who took the trees down on Rushdale?
Wasn't me.
No, if you made a right on the west side, the east side of Rushdale, there were three very large trees in front of the houses there.
Pine? Pine
and
Rushdale?
The homestead in Rushdale.
I mean, homestead, the homeowner did.
Yeah, yeah.
The homeowner did.
But that's, was in the right of way of the county?
No, he just...
It was Mark, I think.
He didn't want it.
No, he didn't want them.
It was hard to see there also.
Yeah, that's not why he took them down, but...
Oh, okay.
But this is a hazard.
Okay. I haven't noticed. I come out there all the time.
Well, you're taller, and you have a higher... When you're in a short... No, seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're in a low car,
yeah.
Because there's like a hill there, you really can't see. Okay, next.
So we need to find out if that's county
if
or...
the county's responsible.
Yeah.
The triangle by my house where Tamara and Pine meet. Those trees, there are so many dead branches on them. I used to have one of those oaks in my yard. Somebody's going to get hurt. Those branches fall all the time. First of all, you know how I feel about Gail Donnelly putting those horrible trees up.
Long ago.
They're growing into each other. Half of one is dead. You took down a dead one last year. Another one is dying. They're so congested, they should have never planted. They should have planted three. They planted like eight. And, you know, trees are cute when they're little. But I'm afraid of these branches falling down and hurting a kid.
Okay. Well,
and the worst ones are on top of the bench that's there.
All right. I'll send Public Works out and then, you know, the tree people.
When the first tree died, there was a disease that it had.
Well, it's not a. I hate to see trees die, but those trees are awful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nona. Mike?
Hi, Michael Tickton, 37 North Valley. While we're on the subject of trees posing a hazard, it just reminded me when you drive out of Oscar Drive and you look to the left, there are some branches that are obstructing the view. From the of the whole area, and that really should be removed. It should be a clear view of the oncoming road.
Coming into town?
No, coming out of Oscar Drive.
Yes,
coming out of Oscar Drive.
Oh,
coming out of Oscar Drive.
Right.
Looking to your left. Where you're going directly.
So is that
looking
again?
Right.
Is that on the right of way, or is that Steve?
It's in the it's borough property, I believe.
Okay.
It's borough property.
Okay.
So, and in the past I've mentioned to Anna, and it was cut back. So just reminding again, put in the record that while we're talking about the subject. Okay.
Also out of the water plant, looking to the left on Oscar Drive, you have to nose into the street in order to make that left there. So that needs to be clear.
Okay. So we have all this written down now. Okay. Anyone else in the public? Anything at all? I'm going to close the public portion at 7:47 p.m. Do we need a closed session?
I was told it was the 4th of July.
It sure is. A couple hours away. Okay. Our next meeting is July 17th, 7 p.m., 33 North Rochdale. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
You do.
Second?
Oh, my God.
That was quick.
Wait. So I got Lou and Joe?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we'll see you on the 17th.